This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Saturday, Keith Jones is back today. Jonesy,
how you feeling about that game?
I'm nervous.
Are you?
Extremely nervous.
Because the Giants looked really good in that.
They looked extremely good, and people are trying to calm themselves down by saying the Vikings have an awful defense, which is true.
They do.
But I don't love my defense either via Mr. Jonathan Gannon. So I'm nervous.
Good health, though.
But hold on. We're going to get to it. We got so much to do today. Russ Tucker will be up at 7 to deal with some of the early stuff we're doing. 7:25, our former boss, Spike Eskin. What an awful situation he has, Al.
He's in the middle of it.
Spike Eskin is running a New York radio station. It is a lifelong Eagles fan.
Oh.
Now, you know Spike as well as I do, Al. He's running WFAN up there. He's not about to turn tail on the Eagles for business purposes. He's not looking at it and going, well, if the Giants win, that's better for my radio station. Screw WIP in Philadelphia. He would not do that.
Why not?
His own father is the media spokesman for the Eagles.
Exactly.
He can't do that, Al. He can't do that. We're going to find out how he's handling this crisis at 7:25, 8 o'clock. A man's going to be on the field Saturday night.
Who's that?
The legendary Brandon Graham.
Oh, yeah.
In one of the biggest, not the biggest, but one of the biggest games of his career. At 8:40, in studio, Ray Dittinger.
In studio.
Ray Dittinger's coming in studio, out to break, early breakdown on the game we're going to see Saturday night. And then at 9 o'clock, we are going to have a session with the people who are taking over this radio program, Mr. Joe DeCamer and John Ritchie.
Oh, cool.
And so we got a lot of ground to cover today. I want to find out, and I'm going to ask them correctly. There might be an awkward moment.
Right.
When I leave, when you leave, when Jonesy leaves, do we have to take Eagle Shirley with us?
Yeah. No, you do. I don't. No,
she's not leaving.
No, like.
She's not leaving.
What happens?
I don't.
What happens to Jason? From the Dirty 30.
He's still the captain.
Rocco and Kenny.
Yeah.
Rocco's what gone. Happens to Will of God? I'm asking him.
Yeah.
Point blank, out of air. What's happening to my people?
Maybe they'll
awkward.
Put it to a vote.
Awkward. And so we got a lot of ground to cover. But I'm going to start with today's contest. And I'm going to do it because I have been absolutely overwhelmed with emails from people who are listening at the end of the show. When my wife took over the microphone for a couple of minutes and said some extremely emotional things that blew my mind. I did not know she had that in her. I did not know she was doing it. She had concocted this with Cindy Webster, who said, you know, rather than wait till the last show, do it now. More people will get to hear it. And she just talked about what it's like to have this responsibility for so many years, and she's seen it up close. And she just did an amazing job.
Now I know why she was nervous all morning. I didn't know anything about it.
She is very nervous speaking in public. It is available everywhere, including on the WIP Morning Show website. But here's the thing, all right? So she does that, and I look around. Now, I look at Ava. Ava cries most of the time.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
She was she's crying. There was no question she was crying. There were people in the studio here. They were crying, right? I looked over at Ruben Amaro Jr., who I have worked with for 9 months, and he has tears rolling down his face.
Of course, he's got a good heart. He's a good person.
I'm crying, of course.
Of course.
And then I looked over to my partner, the man who got me on radio, the man I have known for 35 years, He's looking down at his phone.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't even paying attention. He showed no emotion. None, Al. You showed none.
I heard everything.
You heard it all?
Nothing. I don't understand. On the way home, I was driving over my wife. I said, I'm not positive Al's human.
He was signing his new 5-year deal. And smiling.
Anyway,
away.
So then I was going, all right, well, Ava comes in this morning. He goes, we got this great giveaway. We have tickets, great seats to Saturday night's game.
Cool. Nice.
And Ava said, I think we should do fans call in and give one word for what they're feeling right now, what their emotions are.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, well, who would judge that? And I went, oh, I know the answer to that.
We know that.
The man with no emotion, Al Morgan.
Yes.
Cool.
Al, you're the judge. You will pick 5.
Oh,
we'll put them in a hat. Somebody's getting great tickets to Saturday.
Nice.
All right? But I did it, Al, because I have never seen you show much emotion. Almost not.
Yeah.
Once in a great while you get mad, but never.
I do not get mad.
I saw you get mad at once.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've said you attacked, but not in the last 20 years.
I can control my temper.
All right,
okay.
But you apparently, in controlling your temper, you are also controlling all other emotions, including the human ones.
Yeah.
This whole process, you're never going to cry.
Where did they come from, Ange? Where do you think, how did this happen to Al?
I think he was, early on, he had some issues on the ice as a hockey
player.
Yes,
he did.
And I believe he got some psycho in. Analysis, and in it they told him to stop feeling all emotion,
or he'd go to jail.
Yeah, basically.
Right.
There you go.
And I believe that
you're suspended
again,
for the year.
It's a theory.
It's a truth. That's not a theory.
Al will judge your words. Give me a word to describe how you feel as a fan of the Eagles 4 days before the game that could decide our season, and in fact, the future of this show.
Yeah.
As little there was future as there may be.
Some feel differently after watching the game over the weekend.
I'm more nervous now than I was before.
Not me.
Let me get to what happened last night. Let's take these things in order.
Disgraceful.
Here.
Disgraceful.
Because what happened last night, from my perspective, is the Christmas miracle is alive. The chances we have to redeem our Christmas are back in play because the Cowboys rubbed out Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. Yes. They blew them out.
Yeah.
And what we have done, Al, in an effort to, I know this is not going to sit well with all the Cowboy haters in this town, but we have put together a montage of all the great things that happened to the Cowboys. And I'd like to play it for you right now.
Extra point is pushed wide right. Extra point is missed again. And now Maher misses again.
Oh, my God.
You've got to be kidding me.
I've never seen anything like it.
Why are we kicking it? Why are we kicking it?
3 missed extra points by Brett Maher to tie as many as he missed all regular season.
No one's ever missed 3 extra points in a row. That's
cut a guy at halftime of a playoff game.
Got to be a record.
And he has done it again.
They might be looking for a kicker next week.
4 missed extra points.
Were there gambling odds on that?
Yes, there can't be.
There
no
is.
One would have a bet. That would
after
be $1 million.
I guarantee you, after 2, you could probably go live.
There's a bet before, though, on number of missed extra points in a game.
All right.
There was one for the weekend of all the football games. It was 1.5.
This guy missed 4.
It's unbelievable.
But afterwards, Jerry Jones, the owner of the team, he's having visions of sugar plums again, using that Christmas theme. He is thinking about maybe after all these years, he's got the team that's going to do it. Here's a very happy owner of the Cowboys, Jerry Jones.
I like to think that we can put something together that can go win it. And that's very evasive, been very evasive for us. We've got a team here tonight that has enough skill, in my opinion, to go win it. And now we have some experiences that will build the intangible. And so I think we gained on it tonight.
All right, let me just
say, God.
How would he know what it took to win a championship? Can he even remember 30 years
That's
ago
amazing.
When he won a championship? Give me a break. You don't know it. You don't know what any of that is. And frankly, Al, but now I'm back to rooting for them in the hope. You remember one of the most famous games ever played at the Vet was the NFC Championship game in 1980. That's the Wilbert Montgomery game.
Yes.
It was Wilbert Montgomery. It was the Eagles and the Cowboys.
Okay.
How great would it be to have that as the NFC Championship game here at the Link next Sunday?
It'd be better than playing San Fran.
Oh, that would be spectacular. And it's not out of the question. All right, the other issue that came out of last night, Alan, I know you've been a Patriots fan as well as an Eagles fan.
So sad.
And Tom Brady was awful.
Yeah.
And you have been saying all year he's been bad.
Yeah.
Putrid.
Do you think he's done?
Unless he plays in New England one more year, he's done.
No, he's done.
All right. Well, anyway,
it sounded like he was done.
Jonesy, speaking of high emotion, yeah. Back when you were done.
Yes.
I remember that Bob Clark came out, and I believe he actually announced your retirement.
Yes,
is that correct?
Yes, he did.
What exactly did he say?
Jonesy's done.
Well, yeah. Jonesy's done.
Yeah.
It was very, very emotional.
Yeah, Al cried. Well,
that's the last time Al cried. Anyway, here's Brady's. Al, this sounds like a goodbye speech.
Does, yeah.
Let's listen.
I just want to say thank you guys for everything this year. I really appreciate all your effort, and I know it's hard for you guys, too. It's hard for us players to make it through, and you guys got a tough job, and I appreciate all that you guys do to cover us and everyone who watches and is a big fan of the sport. We're very grateful for everyone's support, and, you know, hopefully, you know, I love this organization. It's a great place to be, and thank you, everybody, for welcoming me, all you regulars, and just very grateful for the respect, and I hope I gave the same thing back to you guys, so thank you very much. Appreciate it.
If you take out the hopefully, it was a goodbye speech.
Yeah.
There was one moment when he appeared to still be pondering another year or so. Yeah. I don't know. Hopefully not, Al. That's enough.
Yeah.
We've seen enough of him. But the Bucs were an awful team.
Terrible.
They were a losing team going into it. Why do we even
couldn't
think?
Run the ball. That's why they were a losing team.
Oh, my
God. But
dreadful. Anyway,
bottom line is it's going to be next weekend. I'll give you a preview next week. It may be the greatest football weekend I could ever remember. All four games have enormous themes behind them and excitement attached to them. Oh, my God, is this going to be fun? But I just want you to understand. We have situations here we're going to tackle out. Like after this break that's coming up in a few minutes, Joe Conklin has agreed to come in the role of Serious Joe.
Oh, no.
To discuss the conflict he is dealing with. He has a show scheduled in his sister's church. She's a nun, right?
Yeah.
And the thing is that the show's scheduled for 8 and the game's scheduled for 8:15. That's not good.
No, and he's got to change that.
You will hear how dynamically he approaches a crisis situation.
It's not
like
going to affect the crowd.
Because there's people out there right now, Al, who are juggling weddings, showers, bar mitzvahs.
Bar mitzvahs is probably big. Not
right?
Wedding.
Bar mitzvah is a big deal.
Not showers, yeah.
Right? These are big things. All right? These are, Al, who knows? Maybe somebody will die. They got to deal with a wake or something.
Well, it's cold out.
Nice. How do you deal with that when you have a game for the ages in your city? And if you are dealing with a conflict of that kind, understand, we are here for you.
It's what we do.
It's what we do. We've gotten people out of situations.
I have one.
What do you have?
I've got Flyers Red Wings Saturday night at 7
o'clock
in Detroit.
Hold that thought, Jonesy. We will deal with your crisis shortly. Because frankly, that sounds like kind of a boring game.
Correct.
Keith is on the line from Germantown to kick us off today. Hi, Keith.
Good morning. Good morning.
Are you getting excited? Are you starting to feel
excited.
It?
I am getting excited. I got all the snacks ready. I got everything ready. Saturday night, no clubs, no nothing.
Nothing
on the TV set.
All right. What if a cousin of yours came over like around 7:30, Keith? Would he be allowed in the house?
Oh yeah. I would let him in.
You would let him in, but not into the room where you're watching the game? See, I don't want people around me, Keith. I got to focus on my 82 inches.
We got to focus on this game.
Yep.
And that's the one thing. Because I'm going to tell you something, and I believe this, that I believe the Giants know us, but I believe that somewhere along the line, it's going to be hard to beat somebody 3 times.
Mm.
But I think this game is going to be very, very, very close. It's not going to be no more than 3 points.
No, I can't take a close game with so much at stake, Keith. Please, let's romp them. Let's do what the Cowboys did last night. I want an easy win.
But we got to hope for it because I think that, you know, playing a team three times is kind of like, you know, something.
Well, the good news is the second time we played them, that wasn't really them. They were using scrubs.
They were rushing their players.
That was a close game. That was somewhat worrisome. Mm-hmm. All right, anyway, Keith, you have a shot to go to the game. I need one word to describe your emotion right now.
Phenomenal.
Put it down, Al. Keep in mind, Al, when you're writing these down, you are also the judge.
Okay.
All right. And I'm just curious. Do you have a conflict Saturday night?
I'm doing – actually, everything worked out great.
It did.
Because the Eagles are playing at 8:15,
yeah.
So I have to get to the Wells Fargo. So I figure the tailgaters won't get there till what? 4:30,
he's only worried about
4:35. I'll explain to you. I know these. I have a tailgate.
Yeah.
The tailgates will start at 5, a lot of them. But, you know, a lot of people will be there earlier. But you should be good if
should
you get
should be
there
good to get in. And I'll get in before before the end of the Eagles will be done. So
when's
I can
the Flyer game?
7 o'clock.
And the Eagles
in Detroit.
Games
in Detroit.
Yeah, but it's in Detroit. Yeah. So I just got to worry about the
Well, no, how are you going to watch that game to provide lucid analysis while you're also keeping your eye on
Monday.
The Eagles? What's that?
I'm off Monday.
You are?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So you won't even have – you won't even watch the Eagles?
Yeah, because I'll be there. Ray Diddy will be next to me giving me information. Here's what they care about.
And you're actually doing it in Detroit. Detroit.
I have a real
Before you start, Ray Dittinger, Jaworski's there, right? Ruben. You know what their main concern about Bachan? They make sure that somebody gets out to George Norcross's tailgate to make sure they get food in.
Yeah, I've heard about
This is the only issue going on for the Eagles.
That's a fine tailgate.
Yeah, that's all the Bachan. Who's going out? Who's going out?
You know, I get emails every week on his tailgate.
The tent is bigger than most restaurants in Philadelphia. It's unbelievable.
Well, he's an extremely wealthy man. Yeah, Serious Joe is here right now. And what we are going to try to deal with throughout the show today are people who love the Eagles. I can't wait for the game Saturday night, but have a social conflict.
Okay.
And that is, Al, they have a wedding or some event that was scheduled long before the Eagles were scheduled.
Entertainment event, yeah.
Now, a good example of that is with Mr. Joe Conklin. I received a number of emails from people who had purchased tickets to see Joe Conklin's show at 8 o'clock on Saturday night. Joe, what church is it at?
Our Lady of Good Counsel.
And you have a sister connected with that church?
Yes. My sister Joan is the choir director.
She does the choir. This is not the nun sister.
No, that's Sister Maureen.
All right, there's a lot of different sisters in the Conklin family. So the way you are doing this, so people are going, well, it's a sold-out show. Right?
Yes.
And a lot of people are going, but not, they want to see the game. And that's a conflict because you're at 8 o'clock and the game's at 8:15. What's the plan right now?
The plan right now, we already slid this thing earlier to begin with. It was scheduled to start at 7:30. Doors open at, I think, 5:45. But there's a Saturday night mass at 5 o'clock, and that's the earliest that gets done is about 45. I think we got to keep pushing it up a little bit. Get the priest. We lobby the priest to do like a 20-minute or a 30-minute mass.
They can do that.
So the priests have to clear this.
Got
to
get two collections.
I got a way to do this, and I wish you would listen to me.
Okay.
Because I hope I am not alienating any of our people. The masses tend to be pretty much the same from week to week, so you could tweak this mass and integrate Conklin into it. You know what they do those readings? You could open a couple of fine jokes instead of the readings.
You're being silly.
No. And then later when they do the sermon, that's the body of your work.
Yes.
And then at the end, you could hand out the communion.
They call that an extraordinary minister. Do I look extraordinary to you?
No.
I don't have the uniform.
I believe you could put it all into one nice religious package.
I think he should bring his nun sister as well so she can console the people on the way out because he's not funny.
Do you plan to be done before kickoff? Is that the plan?
The way it stands right now, it's going to be real close.
Oh, tight. tight, exciting stuff.
But they should really bring a couple of TVs in, may solve it.
When you look out there and no one's sitting there anymore, that's time to end the show.
Yeah, like if it's... If they start leaving around 7:30 or so, you should go to your best stuff and get the hell off the stage.
That's what I'm worried about.
You're going to get a lot of early fake laughs, so they think that you're done.
Ava Graham.
Yes.
You're the most social person I know. Do you have a plan for Saturday night?
Yes, because at midnight it will be my birthday, and we're going to have a party. Whoa. Big old party. So
you're going to have a party with the gang.
I'm going to have a party with the game.
That makes sense.
Two of my girlfriends, Caitlin and Jill, they're also birthday weekend, so all three of us decided let's just all watch the game.
I'm sure our invitation's probably in the mail right now.
You wouldn't come. If I,
oh,
like,
God.
Al would love to go to that thing.
No
he does have a Flyers game.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jonesy, you got a Flyers game in Detroit.
Yep, starts at
Here's
7.
Here's what I'm thinking on you. All right? Listen, Jonesy, you're working your ass off right now. What is the depth chart for you, the color analyst of the Flyers? Who's behind you?
Bush is second in command.
Bush.
And Al is third.
Al is third?
Hartnell's fourth.
Hartnell's right. Second. No.
Wait a minute.
Hartnell's before me. Jeez
Louise. Right, so Al is fourth.
I'm the emergency
third.
Backup
third
goalie.
Now. He did so well in Anaheim, he moved up.
Oh. Al, you moved up to third now.
Yeah. Emergency backup goalie.
No, they pulled those right out of the stands.
Yeah.
Hey, but Graham, what is our first question of the day?
Well, it's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Looking to buy or lease a new Silverado? Armin Chevy is your Silverado truck headquarters. Find your roads at ArminChevy.com. What worries you the most about the Giants-Eagles playoff game on Saturday night? Hurts health. Eagle coordinators. Giants coaching. Nothing.
Eagle coordinators. Jonesy.
Where's the Jones boy? He's not on the list.
Who's your... No, he... Well, he's part
Don
of Giants coaching. You want to put Jones on?
The only thing I'd be worried about is he performs as well as he did last week.
Well, no, that you need one of these four.
Well, whatever
I'll
category he's under.
Should I put Daniel Jones on the list? Instead of nothing?
I remember that run he had against the Eagles.
Real say it now.
That would count as Giants coaching, I think.
All right, put it all under the Giants coaching.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, I got Eagles coordinators. What do you got, Al? The
Giants coaching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did. Well, that kind of is
similar. You like Dayball?
Rhea Hughes.
Nothing.
Oh,
there's
Rhea
something
Hughes.
Seriously wrong with all you. It's a nice story, but they played the Vikings defense, which is abysmal.
Ava?
I think Rhea makes a good argument. Nothing.
Well, there you have it.
There it is.
That does it. Let me get
That's
on.
Never
we
changed.
Have Debbie, our singers up here. Hi, Deb.
Hey, good morning, Angelo. How are you?
Hey, Debbie, do you sing for a living? Do you do you have a gig on Saturday night?
No, I was supposed to be at a Sopranos dinner with Michael Imperioli and some of the other Sopranos. And unless they're going to have the game on, I'm not doing that.
Oh, see, this is what happens, Al, with the Saturday night prime time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice event. Yeah, but Michael Imperioli, I just saw him in
White Lotus.
He was in White Lotus. He was great in it.
Oh,
White
I Lotus. Loved it, yeah.
He was not a mobster, Al. And he did it.
Not
he was good.
All.
Debbie, that's a nice event, but the game's got to come first, doesn't it?
Oh, hell yes.
Right.
But what I really wanted to talk about, Angelo, is it's so much fun watching two teams that you despise so much both struggle. It was like by the time Marr missed the fourth extra point, I screamed, he hasn't missed it again, and I got my son out of bed.
Aww.
And watching, if they could have had, I wanted RBF camera. Every time they cut to Brady on the bench, man, I could have just watched that in the bottom right corner the entire game.
Wait a minute. You do not like Brady Depp.
Oh, my God. That cheater. I hate him. We wrote a song about him.
All right, but hold on a minute. Before the song, Depp, most women find him extremely attractive.
Not if they're football fans.
Really, Debbie? You don't
Lawrence, look. Trevor Lawrence is my football crush.
Great hair.
You like the long hair. Okay, very interesting. So you wrote a song about Brady, but it's probably not a positive one.
How about I let you decide? And Angelo, Giselle might even be referenced in it.
I love Giselle. All right, Deb, let's hear this song.
I know you do.
Let's hear this, Deb.
Okay, So it's, again, a throwback. It's from Brandy by Looking Glass, that one-hit wonder from way back.
Oh, yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. There's a city known as Tampa Bay with a football team that can hardly play. Depressed players in the locker room packing to go home. There's a QB in this harbor town, couldn't convert a simple third down. Hey, Tom Brady, you're going down. He makes excuses and whines. They're starting to say, Brady, past your prime, girl. You had a good-looking wife. Where is she? First round of these playoffs is all you'll see. Brady winces in pain as the Cowboys score again and again. The jersey that bears his name is stained in tears and blood. They're starting to say, Brady, past your prime, girl. You had a good-looking wife. Where is she? First round of these playoffs is all you'll see. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Debbie, you are a talent. I hope you know you're very talented.
Angelo, thank you. We're coming to see you Friday at the Borgata.
Oh.
And we wrote an Angelo song that we're bringing with us. One or two, maybe.
All right, listen, I want to cause more problems in your life, Debbie. Give me one word to describe your emotions. If you win our contest, you got tickets to the game Saturday night.
You can hear it in my voice. I am giddy like a little kid before Christmas. Giddy. I know something good is coming, but I don't know what it is. I know it's coming.
Debbie, put giddy down. Stay online, Debbie. We need your number. Giddy, Al. Mm. She's giddy with joy and excitement. Oh, my brother Sonny from the Blue Notes is on. Hi, Sonny.
Yo, what's happening?
Hey, Sonny, you are a singer. Did you like Debbie's song?
Yes, it is. It got promising.
All right. That sounds promising. Sonny, what do you think of the game? What are you feeling?
Well, fly, Eagles, fly. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you want to sing it?
Yes.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
I want to enter this thing for these tickets. I need tickets.
Well, I see that, but I'm going to need just one word for how you feel. That's the contest.
I'm ecstatic about it.
Ecstatic, nice. Al. Put that down. Now, Sonny, please. Sonny, you got to understand, Sonny was in the Blue Notes. That's one of the iconic R&B groups of all time. Sonny, could you sing for us the Eagles fight song?
Fly, Eagle, fly to the road to victory. Fly, Eagle, fly with a touchdown. 1, 2, 3.
Sonny, serious.
Hit them high, hit them low. I don't know that.
No, that's all right, Sonny. My God, I feel like
I make my own song.
You have not lost it, Sonny. You still got it after all these years. You're amazing. Ecstatic.
Yes,
stay on the line. Sonny, stay on the line. Hey, we'll talk to you.
I try to be.
That's Sonny out from the Blue Notes. He came awesome. In. Yep. He's a heck of a nice man.
Yes, he is.
Scott's up from Barrington. Hi, Scotty.
Brother Angelo, morning crew. What's good with you? Real quick, Brother Angelo. We don't want this to end, but I want to say personally thank you for the many years. I was nervous when I would call your show. God rest his soul, Big Daddy Graham. I told him. I said, I moved up to the Angelo show. He said, kid, you're doing good now. You're with a pro, but thank you for everything you did. And when I lost my father and my uncle, you guys kept me entertained and kept my mind, you know, still going. And when I was working at the supermarket during COVID time, you kept me afloat. I just want to thank you and the morning crew, especially you, Brother Angelo. And we hope this ends well. For your sake, and
all right, I'm gonna throw this, Scott. I gotta throw this back at you. I can remember those COVID months, and the one guy I could rely on to call in and give me a good call every week, really more than once a week, several times a week, was Scott from Barrington. And I want to thank you and all the fans and all the listeners that got us through that period, because that was the toughest thing. That was hard. That was over a year, and it was rough. So, Scott, tell me what you feel about the game Saturday night.
I'm ready. It's just that it's a late game. I'm going to hang out with my buddy Billy, but we're still going to maybe try and work it out, but we can't help the time. But I'm raring to go. You're going to have to watch it at home. My fiance raring to go get some snacks, wear my Eagles jersey if I was at the sports bar. I'm just ready to go, Brother Angelo, Morning Crew. I'm ready.
I love it. Give me a word. What's a word to describe the way you feel?
I'm anxious.
Anxious. I like that word. Stay right there, Scott. Here's the one thing I've heard so far, Josie, that I'm not on board with. The snack people.
The what?
Yeah.
When it comes to the game, I can't even eat. I'm so nervous.
What about before the game?
No, I'll eat before
the
game.
That's the best way to do it.
It's not like I'm going to miss a meal.
Yeah. But, but if you're snacking, you're not paying attention enough
to the
game.
I can't handle snack with all the emotion. Oh, my God, I'm going to be so wired up. That's the whole season.
It is.
Ah,
it's everything. It's your career.
It's also that. You got to be honest. They lose, right? Now I'm planning my exit.
Yep.
It's over. It's over.
You don't have to plan for long. It's 1 week.
All right, listen. Now you're doing it. I need a little sensitivity here.
Yeah.
This is a tough time for me. And surrounding myself with you and Al is not a good plan.
It's a real tear
jerker. And I'll be honest, even Rhea, she is not what you call a highly nostalgic person.
What?
She loves you, though.
I've got three people. Well, I love her, too, but it's like this is where you have, Al, to show some sensitivity.
Yeah, yeah. Don't let the door hit you. Yep.
Are you leaving?
Where the dear Lord split you.
Yep. That screen door hit you where the Lord split you.
215. 215, man, of Ivy League. It's
done a great job.
So emotional.
Yeah.
When we return.
Well, don't turn around and see the handstands.
I keep hearing, Al, I'm getting one major complaint from the people calling and the people on my email.
All right.
What are they saying?
Why are you so tough on the coordinators?
When we come back,
I will state my case. All right, 6:43. I wouldn't go anywhere in the next hour. You got Ross Tucker. He's going to break down all this stuff with a lot more knowledge than we have. And then we've got our old boss, Spike Eskin, who's now the program director from WFAN. He's been a lifelong Eagle fan, and now he's in Giant territory. And how is he selling that up in New York?
Holding his
he
nose.
Is an Eskin, so you know damn well he is strong in his conviction. But let me, I'm getting a lot of heat out when I am breaking down the two teams, the Eagles and the Giants, and I'm worrying that their coaches are better than our coach.
Right, coordinators.
And the reason is not Nick Sirianni so much, that is the coordinators.
Yeah.
And people are going, well, I don't understand why you feel this way. They're giving me their rankings and all that stuff.
Yeah, numbers.
And I said, all those numbers are great unless you watch the game. If you watch the game, you could see the problems that these coordinators are having. And I'm going to give you, this is the way I watch the games this weekend. All right? So I'm thinking, if you just looked at the talent, the only way the Eagles can lose the game is if they beat themselves. They have more talent. The fact that the Eagles have James Bradbury, all-pro cornerback, and the Giants don't is because they didn't manage their money as well as Howie Roseman did.
Mm-hmm.
We have one of their best players. That we have more talent across the board. Better quarterback, better receivers, better offensive line.
Better health.
All of it. Even their defensive line, which is their strength. The Eagles are as strong as they are there. The Eagles are better in almost every department. But will they coach to the max? So I'm watching this game, Al, and I see Daniel Jones throwing to his receivers who are wide open.
Yeah.
What do you think I'm thinking? Same thing with Gannon.
Yeah.
Same thing with Gannon. Hey, did you see how open Slayton was on the ball he dropped?
Oh, my God.
That is textbook Gannon soft zone. Am I missing it? When you're watching that, aren't you saying, they're going to do the same thing?
It's the similar defensive coaching tree, isn't it? That he comes from, unfortunately.
Whatever it is, Rhea, I see the same things. When I see Daniel Jones running for first down, you know who I'm watching? I'm watching all the guys that did it to Gannon this year. Justin Fields ate his lunch.
Yeah, he did.
Dak Prescott was phenomenal running the ball. Everybody that played against the Eagles, including Jones himself in those two games, got a lot of first downs because they don't shadow a running quarterback. That's Jonathan Gannon. I got to see that he does that this time. And on offense, you remember the first game? Game one, where they had that phenomenal scripted drive by Shane Steichen?
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing,
yes,
wasn't it? Second game, with an injured Hurts, 9 straight passes.
Yeah.
The same guy that designed a perfect opening drive that consumed 8 minutes, then scripted an awful series of plays that got them nothing and could have gotten Hurts injured. It doesn't make sense to me.
Unless it was a vanilla offense for that return of Hurts, thinking that they may play the Giants in a couple
That probably plays into it.
And there's one last thing. I just want to mention this now, Rhea, so I'm game planning before they are.
You're scared.
Now, listen, it's Rhea, listen to
this. Disappointing.
Did you watch that guy, Hockenson, eat the lunch of the Giants in that game?
What's his position?
Tight end.
Hmm.
Who has Steichen ignored for the past month since he came back from an injury?
And the crazy point is, I think he missed the first Giants game, Dallas Goedert. But yeah, they did not use, they have not implemented. He should introduce himself.
It's clear that the Eagles have the components to win this game fairly easily. If the coaches see what we are seeing and react accordingly. If you're not throwing the ball 10 times to Goedert, Hockenson caught 10 balls for 129 yards.
Yeah, it was open all day.
The only time they shouldn't have thrown it to him was on the last play.
Yeah, fourth and eight.
That was just stupid.
That
and they did
well
it,
short.
And they never threw the ball at Jefferson in the fourth quarter. Not one throw to Jefferson.
It was incredibly stupid.
No, but just manage the game intelligently, and we win.
The coverage on Jefferson was outstanding. That is
right.
The reason that the tight end will be open. Goedert is a major factor.
If the Eagles do not win the game Saturday night, it will be because of the coaching.
Oh, well, that's a different question than the one that you ask.
I'm just flipping what I just said.
No, I completely agree with that. If they do what they're supposed to, they are a better team.
Without a doubt. But do you have faith these guys will dial it up correctly?
I have more faith in Steichen than Gannon.
Well, Steichen, all the faith you have in him, 9 straight passes with an injured quarterback.
Wasn't optimal.
Stupid. It was stupid. And they script these plays. They go through them, Jonesy. And somehow the entire staff agreed for all those passes to start the game.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
It was nuts.
It's worrisome, yes.
Well, that's why I'm saying it.
Yeah.
If the Eagles coach the game intelligently, they cannot lose this game. But I have no faith that they will. Hmm. That's my point. Let's go to Francis in Delaware County. Hello, Francis. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Fran. How are you today?
I'm doing perfect. I'm rooting for those Spurs, man. I think we got it.
Wait, you think we got the game?
I think we do.
Right.
I believe we do.
And you're basing this on what, Fran?
What's that now?
You're basing your confidence on what, Francis?
Well, I mean, I think the Giants, you know, they even though their starters are going to come out, you know, I think Jalen Hurts we're going to make them hurt.
Makes a lot of sense.
I think we're going to make them hurt.
I got to be honest with you, Francis. There's no way I can argue that logic.
No,
it's very well said.
Yeah. Connect the dots there.
Fran, do you want to go to the game Saturday night?
I would love to.
Give me one word to describe what you feel right now.
Fantastic right now.
All right, Fran,
Fran,
have you been drinking?
Yeah, a little, yes.
All right. Well, that's good. It's not like it's early. It's 6:50.
I told him to lighten up, Francis, but apparently he already has.
All right, Francis. Very good job. Stay right there, Al. That guy was lit.
Good.
At 6:50 in the morning.
Good for him.
It's a big week.
That'll be you soon, Ange.
Yesterday was a holiday. Yeah.
I had just heard a thing yesterday. I can't be drunk all day unless I start in the morning.
Yeah.
Makes sense to me. Hold on. I got another. There's been a lot of songs lately, Al. I don't know if you noticed. I got a guy named Al on the line. Al, you got a song?
Hey, go Eagles!
All right, Al, do you have a song about the Eagles?
Yes, I wrote it. Friday.
Friday. All right, good. Then this has been, it's been a couple of days now where you kind of probably fine-tuned it. Right, Al?
Oh, yes. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay, here we go.
He may have music behind him.
Oh my God. Okay.
All right, Al.
That's a good one, Al.
Al, that's
there
plenty.
It is.
Al, that Swoop, was there plenty on that.
Come on, Al.
Al, that was a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's Swoop. That's Swoop. That's Swoop. I'm talking about Swoop.
Yeah, we got that song.
We got gotcha. You.
I can see where that would have taken a few days to get just right.
Yeah.
Al, give me a one word to describe your emotions right now.
Quickly.
Jubilant.
There we go.
See, it seems to me that would be a better word after the game.
Yeah, yeah.
But again, he may also have been imbibing.
Swoop, there it is.
He should have said swoop. That would have been a good word.
That might have been a way to do it, Josie. But I must say, if I get a couple more like that, I'm going to start to be like you and hate music.
Correct.
There's always a sub-basement.
Al, in order to get a feel for what's actually happening 100 miles north of here, we have Christopher Mad Dog on the line with us right now. Hi, Mad Dog. I got to say it. I've been saying it all week, Chris. Your city stinks.
My city, Angelo, Philly, is a dump. I've been up the Northeast, and it looks like somebody dropped a bomb up there.
All right, New York is full of dirt bags. They don't even pick up their trash.
Wrong. Manhattan is the cleanest city in America. My new mayor's doing a tremendous job, much better than your mayor, what you got down there in Philly.
All right, we're not talking about Philly, Chris.
Mayor Kenny is a disgrace. He don't want the job, and nobody wants him either. My brother Fat Mike agrees with you. Right, Mikey?
Is that Fat Mike?
Fat Mike's silent.
I don't hear. I could not hear Fat Mike. All right.
I agree with him, Angelo. I agree with him.
All right.
Hey, Kenny Stinks.
All right, hold on. I want to have a political debate here, Chris.
Oh, God.
What about that?
All right, Angelo.
All right, let me politically debate you. What about that fraud, George Santos? He was elected to Congress, and he lied about everything.
I just talked to George yesterday, Angelo. He said he loves your show. See, he lied about that, too. Forget about booing Santa Claus. Hell, you booed the Pope when he came to your town.
We didn't know what he was saying. He spoke a different language.
Sacrilegious is a disgrace. Your Liberty Bell's got a big crack in it. What happened? Somebody shoot it?
Whoa, Dad, that's right. There's no crime in New York, right, Chris?
You people eat scrapple. Who eats food with the word crap right in the middle of it? No wonder your breath smells that. You stink.
Your people stink from head to toe. Your whole city smells like ass.
Oh,
your city's atrocious, Angelo, and you won't have to pretend you like it much longer. I get the hell out of there the day after you retire.
All right, get out of here, Chris. Get out. Put Fat Mike.
No, don't.
I don't think he knew Fat Mike.
No, I didn't know Fat Mike.
Anyway, just let's say even the term like your city smells like that, this was scripted.
Yeah.
That's good to
know. That's
what
Conklin
I was doing there. That was acting.
Well, you know, we have our own coordinator issues.
That's kind of a nasty thing to say about New York.
I know it. I was just reading what my lines were there. In fact,
Spike's going to want to talk to you.
Believe it or not, the original text of that, I had more lines than Chris did.
Yeah.
And I went, why am I doing all the work
You're
here?
You're a lot better.